Today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Zayin. Today's shir is sponsored by Mr. Shlomi Diamondstein, the Zeicher Nishmas Moshe Yehuda Ben Menachem. We thank him for the sponsorship and the Neshama Shneven Aliyah is in the Zuchus of our learning. The Zeicher Nishmas Moshe Yehuda Ben Menachem, whose yard site is today. We left off about seven lines from the bottom of the page in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, just to get us back into what we were discussing, the Mishnah had this very ambiguous phrase, Hamakasha Nida, that if a woman is in labor, she's a Nida. So ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Kala Makasha Nidihi? What's the Gemara? What's the Mishnah trying to tell us? So we have three opinions of what the Mishnah was trying to tell us. Rav said Nida Liyoma, that a woman who, even during the Yemei Ziva, if she bleeds during labor pains during the Yemei Ziva, she's considered to be a Nida for the rest of that day, but that's it. That night, she's fine. She can go to the mikveh, she'll be fine just the rest of that day. Shmuel said, no, Cheshin Shematish, but she's going to have to be Shomer because you never know, maybe these labor pains and bleeding will not lead directly into a birth. Maybe what will happen is she'll have a break for 24 hours, or for, according to the shita that holds, you need for a full calendar day, she'll have a break for a full calendar day, and it will turn out that this is making her a zava, so you need to actually be shomer siyom keneged yom. And then Rabbi Yitzchok said, nah, mekashe no klum, you don't have to worry anything, not today, not shomer siyom keneged yom, she's automatically tohara, there's absolutely nothing to be concerned about. So now the Gemara tells a story relating to the Psak Halach over here. So again, Rav is the one that said Nida Liyoma. Shila Baravina Avruv de Kabase de Rav. So Shila Baravina paskin like Rav. He paskined Nida Liyoma, that she's a Nida for the rest of that day. Kikanach Nafshe de Rav. When Rav was about to die, Amrle the Ravasi Zil Tzane V'ilo Tzayis Garye. So he told Ravasi, do me a favor, go tell Shila to bury this Psak, that this is a Psak we don't want to follow anymore, and that I'm retracting this psak, and if he doesn't listen to you, garye, meaning try to convince him, as Rashi says, gororu moshecho, so schlep him along, bedivrei tam, v'rayos, shiachsor bo, try to prove to him that this psak is incorrect, and try to show him that it's incorrect, and that he's got to change this psak. So who suffer gadya amarle? He thought that he didn't say garye, that he said gadye. Gadye would mean to put him in a shamta, to put him in a form of cherim. Rashi says, so easy to make a mistake between the resh and the dalet. It's mamash the same word, except for the resh and the dalet. Tulsa says, yeah, but if he verbally told it, that's if he wrote it to him. So it's very easy to make a mistake between a resh and a dalet. The sound of a resh and a dalet don't sound anything alike. Right? Tulsa says, vein nirel, and nirel, di iu amarle gadye bedalis rafa, klomer mashcheu bedevretam machi yachzar kama mashchu de metargumina nagodu kama godo igud vusavar gadye bedagish kama godo ilana. Much more nuanced difference, that it's with a dalid, but one is a dalid rafa, one is a dalid with a dagish, so it's a duh. So it's a very, very subtle difference between the two. Either way, there was some sort of misunderstanding, and he thought Rav was telling him that he better put Shila in cherim if Shila doesn't listen. Basa dinach nafshe de Rav. So after Rav died, Amrlei hadabach tadabei Rav. So Ravasi went to Shila and he said, listen, Rav changed his mind. You got to change your psak. Amrlei amisa tadabei ledidi ava Amrli. So Shila said, nah, if Rav changed his mind, he would have told me directly. I'm his Talmud. Why would he not tell me? So lotzayis. So he wasn't listening to all the arguments and all the divrei tam that he was trying to explain to him that he's got to change his psak. So he didn't listen. Gadye, so he put him in cherim. So Amar Lei, so Shila said to Ravasi, "V'lo mistifi marmi dlekasa, aren't you worried about the fire of heaven is going to come and get you because of what you just did to me? That you weren't makpid about my covet, you put me in cherim, and now aren't you worried that there's going to be some sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get back at you for this?" So Amar Lei, so he said, "Me worry? Ana isi ben Yehuda do isi ben Gor Arye do isi ben Gamliel do isi ben Maal." He says, how dare you think I should worry? You know who I am? I'm Isi ben Yehudu, Isi ben Gorayehu, Isi ben Gamliel, Isi ben Malalel. And the copper Asisa, play on words on his name, a mortar of some sort, I am like a copper kli that can never become decayed, that can never have any, it can never rot. Amar Leiva, Ana, Shila Baravino, Buchna de Parzla, the Midbar Asisa de Nachsha. He said, oh yeah, well, I'm Shila, the one who's made out of iron, who could break the copper. So I'm not worried about you. So Chalish Ravasi, Rav Asi, again, who's the one that put Sheila in Cherem, actually got sick, and his only respite from suffering from chills was when he had fevers. And his only respite from suffering from fevers was when he had chills, meaning he was suffering terribly. Nach nafshet Rav Asi, and eventually Rav Asi died of this illness, and the Gemara seems to be attributing it to the fact that he put that he put Sheila in Cherem. So Azal Sheila Amar Lidbitu Savisli Zavdasa Dulalezal Vilema Leilarav Mili Lavai. So Sheila went and told his own wife, "You better prepare Tachrichin for me, because I don't want Isi to go up. I don't want Ravasi. I don't want Ravasi to go up and get the first conversation with Rav up in Shemayim, and he's going to say bad things about me to Rav. So you better prepare Tachrichin. I got to get up there first. I got to get up there soon." So she prepared tachrichin for him. Nach nafshe de Sheila, and Sheila died. Chazu de parcha asa mehai porya lai porya. They saw that the hadas branch was jumping from one bed to the other, from Rav Asi's bed to Sheila's bed, from his coffin to his coffin. Amri shvamina of the rabban paisa. They said, "Oh, if the hadas branch is jumping from one to the other, it must be that they made some sort of peace up in Shemayim, and that everything is good now. That now that they have it all settled out with Rav." So obviously there are a lot of things to discuss in this story. First of all, just on a halachic level, the Shailos Teshuvos Pnei Yehoshua in Chelek Beis Yerder Siman Lamed, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, was not written by the Pnei Yehoshua. I think the Teshuvos Pnei Yehoshua was written by a grandfather of the Pnei Yehoshua. I think the Pnei Yehoshua, in order to honor his grandfather, called his Sefer by the same name as his grandfather's Sefer. But it's not really the same Pnei Yehoshua, I don't think. So the Teshuvos Pnei Yehoshua proves from here that during the days of Rav, they must have already still not been knowing the Chumrah of Rabbi Zeira, that Afilu Rose Tibus Dam Kachardel Yosher Shalashiv Nekiyim, because if we're worried about the woman seeing Dam, then maybe it's Bimei Nida, and meaning that maybe it's Bimei Ziva, and she therefore doesn't have to worry about the Tumah. But if it were Bimei Nida, it would have been Metame her for 7 days, so then she should have been Machmir on seeing any amount of Dam, even during the days of Koshi. So it must be that they were not yet knowing this Din. Okay, that's on a halachic level. Then we have Rav says to Ravasi, "Go tell Sheila to forget about this psak." So what should he paskin? I mean, we had three shittos in the Gemara. If a woman is mekasha, she sees dam during labor pains, during the meziva for 1 day. Rav said nidaliyoma. So is he saying instead be more machmir and be choshish for shmuel shita that she should be shemeres yom kenegin yom? Or is he saying be more mekel and follow Rabbi Yitzchak shita that it's ain't a klum? So Rashi says, Bichozer to be Mitar Legamri. Say that follow Rav Yitzchak's Shita. The Rav was changing his mind to follow the Shita of Rav Yitzchak. The Ramban and the Ran ask on Rashi, then why would you have to put him in a Cherem? He was just being extra Machmir. For a Chumrah that a person wants to accept upon himself, you're going to put him in a Cherem? So Chacham Spesal says, yeah, in order that he shouldn't not to aser an ishal baila, that we're always this is not a viable chumrah to take extra chumras in Hilchas Nida. We try not to take extra chumras. We don't want to aser a woman to her husband. So yeah, it's deserving of a cherem if a person has an unnecessary chumrah in Hilchas Nida. Other Rishonim, however, understand differently. The Ritva, the Ramban, the Rashba, that whole school of Rishonim say that no, Rav was Chozer, and he holds like Shmuel, meaning to be more Machmir. What Rav was saying is, don't follow my Kula anymore, that she's only in Idil Yoma, she should be a Shomeres Yom Kenegid Yom, we should be more Machmir. And that's what these Rishonim quote B'Shem Rashi, even though it's not the Rashi that we have. And then the third possibility is that if you say like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rav and Shmuel are talking even during the Yemei Nida, so the Rishonim write that Shila Avad Uvda Kavase the Rav is Lukula, that even during the Yemei Nida, he yelled that she's Torah Min HaTorah, but the Rav was only Gozer Tumul Yoma, so Rav was Chozer Bok Rav Yitzchak, and Rava that Yimei Nida, there's no din of Koshi. That's what Rava's trying to say, that during the Yimei Nida, there's no din of Koshi. The Aruch Liner tries to be Mochiach that Rashi's Pshat in our Gemara must be correct. That when Rav was being Chozer, what Rav was saying is, let's be more Mekel now, let's change our mind from the Schumra to be Mekel like Rav Yitzchak, that there's absolutely nothing to worry about. How does he know Rashi is correct? Because if Rav is being Chozer, if Rav is really just changing his mind, why wasn't he Chozer during his lifetime? Why does he have to say, after I die, make sure that you tell Sheila? Sheila had a good point. If Rav changed his mind, why didn't he tell me? It's Taka, very good Kasha. Not only that, he said, Zil Tsane. If you're changing the Psak and you think you had an erroneous Psak, you want to keep it quiet. Tsane means keep this under wraps. Why would you keep that under wraps? Take an advertisement in every newspaper to let everybody know that your Psak was a mistake and you want to change your mind. So says the Aruch Liner, according to Rashi, it makes a lot of sense. We know that we had a Braisa previously that supported Rabbi Yitzchak. So essentially, Rav wasn't just arguing on Rabbi Yitzchak, he was arguing on a Braisa. Braisa was written by Tanoim. How's Rav allowed to argue on a Braisa? Rav Tana Hu Upalig. We have such a concept that Rav is a Tana and he disagrees. Why wasn't anyone else in Rav's generation considered a Tana? Only Rav was a Tana. We never find Shmuel Tana Upalig. We never find Rabbi Yochanan Tana Upalig. It's Dafka Rav that's Tana Upalig. So it must be, says the Aruch Liner, that Rav Tana Upalig is that Rav, for himself, for his own sake, thought that he had the right to disagree. But other people don't have the right to listen to Rav over another Tana, because other people have to follow the Tanaim over the Amoraim. Rav is a Tana in his own, from his own perspective, but others don't have the right to follow Rav. So this is very similar, says the Aruch Liner, to what happens in the Mishnah Nedios when Akavya ben Mahalalel dies, where Akavya ben Mahalalel had a few psukim that he went against all the other Shitos, against all the other Tanaim, and in fact at one point in his life, the other Tanaim told him, look, we'll make you the Shiva, you just got to change your mind on these three crazy psukim that you go against everybody. And he said, no, I'm never going to change my mind because if I'd rather be Nikra Shota Kol Yamai and not a Rosh Hashanah Achas Lufnei HaMakom. I'd rather be, you all think I'm crazy, rather than for the Ribbono Shalom to view me as a Rasha. But then at the very end of his life, says the Mishnah, he told his son, listen, you heard from the Rabbim against me. So Yachid V'Rabbim, Halacha K'Rabbim. I have my opinion, so I had to follow my opinion. But you have to follow the Yeshita of the Rabbin. So after I die, even though I was so insistent on these opinions, you have to follow the majority opinion. It's exactly what Rav is doing over here. Rav didn't change his mind. He wasn't changing his psak, says the Aruch Liner. He is still held by his psak. But he's telling his Talmidim, you don't follow my psak. You have to follow the psak of the Tanaim. So he's saying that instead, you have to start doing, you should do like Rav Yitzchak Lekula. But we don't need to publicize this since it's only a Chumrah anyway. Since my psak was only a Chumrah, my psak wasn't Lekula, it doesn't need to be widely publicized. So he says, according to Rashi, that's how you can explain what's going on in this Gemara. Now, why does he say, Lo mystifi marmi dlekasa, aren't you worried about my fire? So the Aruch Liner says he was merames to him that the name Sheila is Shin Lamed Aleph, is the same osios as Le'esh. That you better watch out because I have fire that could come and get you. One other over here. So what's going on? That Rashila then goes to his wife and says, prepare my tachrichin, because I need to die. Is he going to commit suicide? What kind of chas v'shalom? It's an issue to commit suicide. What's he saying? That you better prepare my tachrichin because I need to die. So the Marsha says he must have been feeling ill and he knew that he was going to die. And he knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to come up now. So when he says, the lalezel lemele l'rav, that was because he knew that he was going to die. He just threw that as an expression, but that wasn't really what he meant. However, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas B'chukosai, and the words in B'chukosai, writes that Talmidei Chacham get to leave this world before this man, not by committing suicide. They could tell Hashem, I want to leave this world when they want to leave this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will honor that request and will bring them to the Olam HaElyon. And he says that's what it means in B'chukosai, B'sibas Chukosai, that you are Omel B'Torah. If you follow the Chukos HaTorah, then Telechu. Then you get to go on your own, you call the shots when Telechu, when you go, when you leave this world. world and when you don't leave this world. That's what the Aruch Haim HaKadosh explains in Parash Bukh Kosai. Now, if you look up that Aruch Haim HaKadosh, you'll have a hard time finding it because you're going to have to sift through 41 other explanations of the Pasuk of Bukh Kosai Telechu. That's a famous Aruch Haim HaKadosh. On the Pasuk in Bukh Kosai Telechu, he has 42 different pshatim on Bukh Kosai Telechu. There's some sort of story that explains that, but whatever it is, that's the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. And that's one of the I don't remember what number it is, but that's one of them. So okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. By Rava, five lines in on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the end of the Agadah for today. So by Rava, Koshi Mao Shetistor Beziva. What about does blood seen during labor pains so ser the Shivanakiyim that a woman is counting during Yimei Ziva? Meaning a woman is a Zava Gadola, she needs to count Shivanakiyim, and then she goes into labor. Does that ruin her Shivanakiyim? Do we say Dovra Metame Soser Vainami Metame Kime Nidahu? Do we say that anything that can cause Tumma can ruin Shivanakiyim, and blood during labor can cause Tumma as long as she sees it during Yimei Nida, not during Yimei Ziva, so therefore it should ruin the Shivanakiyim? Adilma Dovra Gorim Soser Vailav Gorimu. Or maybe no, the only thing that can ruin Shivanakiyim for a Zava is that which can cause Ziva, but this can't cause Ziva because a woman who's Mekasha, who bleeds during labor, even if it's during the Yimei Ziva, does not become a Zava. She would need to be Shafsa. She would need to rest from labor, from labor pains for 24 hours in order for it to be Ziva. So Tos Rid writes that this Savik of Rava is only according to Rav, that if she sees Bekoshi during Yimei Ziva, she's a Nida Liyoma. So then you could be have a Suffolk whether it's Soser. But according to Rav Yitzchak, that a Makasha is not even a Nida Liyoma, so it's Pashut that the dam is not going to be Soser. It's like Dam Maka. It's like nothing. It's like bleeding from her finger. It's completely considered Dam Maka. That's how Tos Rid understands the Suffolk. It's only within the Shita of Rav. But anyway, so that's the Shailu. So Amalei Abaye, Onus Beziva Yochiach, Sheinu Gorim V'Soser. You want to know what's the rule? Is the rule that anything that's Gorim Soser, is the rule that anything that's Metame Soser? So what about a case of a woman who becomes a Zava, Ba'ones, some sort of external stimulus caused her to become a Zava? So when a woman is Roa Ba'ones, it can't be Gorem Ziva, right? A woman has a flow that comes from an Ones, doesn't make her a Zava. That's one of the differences between a woman and a man. A man, even if he's Roa Ba'ones, becomes a Zav. A woman that's Roa Ba'ones does not become a Zava. It has to just come out on its own. And yet, if she's Roa Machmas Ones, it is so ser her Shivanakiyim. If a woman's already a Zava from seeing regular Dam, then during the Shivanakiyim, she sees Machmas Ones, it is so ser her Shivanakiyim. Samalei, lai, hainami gorimhu. He says, no, that's also gorim. Ones can cause her to become a Zava as well. Wait, how could Onus cause her to become a Zava? Isn't that one of the fundamental rules of a Zava? That Re'ah Ba'Onus does not cause her to become a Zava? Titnan, yeah, but the Mishnah says, when does Re'ah Ba'Onus not cause her to become a Zava? Mm-hmm. That's if it's the first or second Re'ah. Ra'ah Re'ah Rishona Botkinoso, Shnia Botkinoso, the first Re'ah, the second Re'ah, we checked to see if there was anything that caused it to happen. And if there was some external cause that made it happen, we say she's not going to be a Zava. But Shlishis, when it comes to the third Re'iyah, that's the real, for the final nail in the coffin that makes her Zava Gedola, Ain Bot Gedoso. We don't care whether it was Ba'ones or not. Even if it was Ba'ones, she will become a Zava Gedola. So you see that Re'iyah Ba'ones is a Gorem. That's why it can be Soser, because it's a Gorem, not just because it's Metame. But wait a second, then according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that even on the third time she sees, we have to see if it happened Ba'ones or not, because if it happened Ba'ones, she's not going to become Tamea. So now you're going to say that since it's not a Gorem, it's not going to be Soser Shivanakiyim either, meaning it's only according to the Rabbanan that it's going to be Soser the Shivanakiyim if she sees Ba'ones. So I'm related to Rabbi Eliezer, Achanami, yeah. According to Rabbi Lazar, since it's not a Gorim, Re'iyah Ba'Onus is not Gorim any Tumah, so therefore it's not going to be Soser in Shivanakiyim. Says Gemara, no, but that doesn't work according to Rabbi Eliezer. Tashema, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Af B'Shlishis Botkinoso, Grevius Ein Botkinoso. Rabbi Lazar says, yeah, the first three times she sees Dam, we don't have to check whether it was Ba'Onus or not, because even if it was Ba'Onus, she's still going to become I'm sorry. We do check if it was ba'ones, because if it was ba'ones, even on the third time, it doesn't make a difference. All three times, any time it was ba'ones, in the first three times, she's not going to become tamea. But on the fourth time, then we don't have to check anymore. What do you mean the fourth time we don't have to check anymore? She's already a zav gedola. What's the fourth time about? Well, once she's a zav gedola, what other re'ia is there? So my love, l'stira, isn't this talking about now she's in the middle of her shiva nikiyim, and she sees a fourth time. And Reb Elazar says, okay, now we got to see why is she seeing. Is this happening ba'ones, or is this happening just because it's a normal flow? If it's happening because it's a normal flow, it's soser shiva nikiyim. If it's happening because of an ones, it's not soser her shiva nikiyim. So what do we just say? We just said before that according to Rabbi Eliezer, since re'iyah ba'ones is never going to be metame her, a re'iyah ba'ones is never going to be soser her shiva nikiyim. So now we're saying that on the fourth time, now we don't have to check, because even a re'iyah ba'ones will be soser her shiva nikiyim. So how could you say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, re'iyah ba'ones won't be soser her shiva nikiyim because it's not gorim? No, re'iyah ba'ones is soser her shiva nikiyim according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's been revi'ah saying both can also. Says Gemara, lo, l'tmi lehi tipa b'masa. No, when we say that we're ain both going to us on the fourth one, it's not about being sosa the shiva nikiyim. Re'iyah ba'ones is not going to be sosa the shiva nikiyim. What it means to say is we just need to know the tuma status of the actual drop of blood. Is that actual drop of blood tame? So if it was seen ba'ones, then even if it was seen ba'ones, yeah, it's still going to be tame with tumas masa. So that's what the ain both going to us on the revi'ahs, on the fourth re'iyah is all about. Tashma, another raya about Rebbe Elazar. B'shlishis, Rebbe Elazar over both kenoso. B'revius ain both kenoso. And the fourth time, we don't have to check if it was ba'ones or not. L'karbon amarti velo l'stira. Because the only time ones is going to make a difference is in regards to being metameh her and being mechayev her karbon, but not in regards to stira. So here you have explicitly that Rabbi Eliezer says that re'iyah ba'ones doesn't matter one way or the other, whether it's ba'ones or not ba'ones in regards to stira. Meaning a re'iyah ba'ones will be soser a shiva nikiyim, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds a re'iyah ba'ones will never be gorim her to maziva in the first place. So here it's a bam kasha. So that there's no way out of it. Rabbi Elazar tivshot to davar she'eno gorim soser. According to Rabbi Elazar, the original shaila that Rava asked is answered. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's very clear what the answer would be, that even something that cannot be gorim tuma can still be soser in the shiva nikiyim. So that must have not been Rava's shaila. The Rabbanon mai. Rava's shaila was that what's the din according to the Rabbanon? Right? According to Rabbi Elazar, it's no issue. The Ritva says, what's the raya from Rabbi Elazar? Why we care what Rabbi Elazar holds? We never pass like Rabbi Eliezer anyway. Rabbi Elazar is Shamutehu. So Tosus has a different gears. That it's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar was not put in Chirim. He's not Shamutehu. He's not from the Talmid Beis Shammai. So that's why Rabbi Elazar's opinion may be very critical in determining the Alacha. But anyway, the Shaila now goes back. According to the Rabbanan, do we say that only that which can be Gorim Ziva can be Soser, and Ariya Ba'ones can be Gorim Ziva, or do we say no, only something that's Metame is Soser? So Ariya Ba'ones, according to the Rabbanon, can be Gorim Ziva on the third Ariya. So Tashma, the Tani Avod Rabbi Avin, Magarim Lozovo Shiva, Lefichach Soser Shiva. So he said, what does Ziva cause? It causes Tuma for a requirement for Shiva Nikim. You need 7 clean days. So therefore, Ziva can be Soser Shiva. Magarum lo kirio yom echad, lefichach soser yom echad. When a person becomes a balkari, how much tumah does he have? One day of tumah. So therefore, if a person becomes a balkari during shiva nikiyim, it only cancels out one day, but then the shiva nikiyim can continue after that. Meaning for a zav, we're talking about. So my shiva, what do we mean when we say shiva? That zovo, a flow, causes shiva. If it means to say that he's tame for 7 days, it shouldn't have said gorim shiva, it should have just said tamish shiva. So why did the Dafka use the terminology of gorim? It's trying to hint to us that only when something that's gorim can be sosa the shiva nikiyim. Something that's not gorim cannot be sosa shiva nikiyim. So shema mina. So that's the answer to Rava's shaila, even within the Rabbanan. Sam Rabbi Naktinan. Ein koshi soser b'ziva v'mishkach samar tana damar soser ha'u Rabbi Elazar. Abaye says, nah, we paskin that koshi can never be soser b'ziva Nadam Koshi is not going to be Sosa the Shivanikim, and whatever Tani you're going to bring me that's going to tell you that it is Sosa the Shivanikim, that's what we're going to say, that's Rabbi Lazar. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, yeah, it's going to be Sosa, but we paskin not that way. So I'm not convinced by any Tanaim that you're going to bring that say otherwise. Tanya, new issue. Rabbi Marina Somer, Ein Leida Sosaris Beziva. What about just giving birth? Woman gives birth, let's say the way Tosfos understands this, is we're talking about a Leida Yabeshta, right? She gives birth without any dam. The Rambam, the Ramban understand that we're talking about a Leida with dam, that's not going to be Matamir, because the dam is considered dam koshi that comes as a result of the Leida, so it's not going to be Matamir, it's not going to be Sosfos either. But Tosfos understands, let's go simple like Tosfos, Leida Yabeshta, there's no dam, right? It is the fact that she becomes Tame when she becomes Yoledes, just from Tumas Leida, is that itself so said the Shivanikiyim of Zava. So Rabbi Marina says, no, it's not so said the Ziva. So Yubayilahu, it's not so said the Ziva, meaning let's say she counted 4 days of Shivanikiyim, then gave birth. So during the Tumas Leida, the days of the 7 days after giving birth to a boy, that's not going to ruin the Shivanikiyim. But does that mean that she could pick up the count after those 7 days are over and count her final 3 days? Or does that mean that the first 3 days after giving birth still count toward the Shivanikiyim, even though she's Tameh, even though those days are during the Yemei Tumas Leida? So, Ibailu, Ma'usha Tale, do the days of Tumas Leida actually count toward the Shivanikiyim? Or do they only not sosa, do they only not destroy the count of Shivanikiyim that is already underway? So, Abayi Yomar Eina Soseres Ve'ina Allah. Abayi says it's not soser, but it doesn't count toward the Shivanikiyim. Rava Amar Eina Soseres Ve'ina. Rava says, no, if it's not soser, it even counts toward the Shivanikiyim. So the Rishonim will ask that over here you have Machlok Sabai and Rava, yet we're going to have a Gemara later on, Daf Nun Dalet and Beis, that raises this very same suffix, and it brings a Brisa that you may later that Ein Rabbam is Olim L'Sfira Sivasa, meaning a Brisa that's exactly like Rava. And over here, it's Machlok Sabai and Rava. How's Abaye arguing on a Brisa? And it's also not normal that the same discussion should come up in two totally different sugyas with no cross-reference whatsoever at all. Not quoting the same Brisa, not quoting the same Amorayim, just the same issue coming up in two totally different sugyas in Shas. So Rashi understands that Abaye and Rava argued within the sheet of Rabbi Marinus. Rashi, the way he's quoted in Tosos, we don't have the Rashi, but the way that Abaye and Rava argue within the sheet of Rabbi Marinus. But everyone agrees that Abaye himself is moda that the halacha is not like Rabbi Marinus. So yeah, so we have a brisa against Abaye, because that's Abaye is not trying to say his own sheet over here; he's just trying to explain the sheet of Rabbi Marinus. However, Rabbi Natam writes that the halacha is like Abaye, that it's eina olala, and like it's eina olala. The brisa that we're going to say later on, there's other ways to explain that brisa, that it's not going against Abaye. You have to say that there are other ways out, and that brisa in Dalet and Beis, that we're going to see Rav Papa over there as a different explanation, but really the halacha is like Abaye. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands. The Ramban says no, that the Amoraim after Abaye and Rava in the Sugya and Dalet start arguing who's right, whether Abaye and Rava are correct. But Abaye and Rava have no achrayas to that Sugya, because that sugya is a later sugya that comes from after the days of Abaye and Rava. Now wait a second. The Rabbeinu Tam says that halacha is like Abaye. We know that whenever Abaye argues on Rava, halacha is always like Rava, except for Yal Kagam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, yes, this is one of the Yal Kagam. This is the Lamed Leida. That Tumas Leida. What do you say about a woman who's is Tumas Leida Soser the Shivanikiyim? So that's one of the Yal Kagam. The Rambam of Paskin's like Rava over here, so he obviously does not hold it's one of the Yal Kigam. Rashi holds in Maseches Gittin that no, the Lamed of Yal Kigam is Lechia Omid Me'elav. It's a completely different, it's a Sugyan Erev in Daf Tezvav about an Erev. Tosus in Maseches Kiddushin quotes from other Rishon, from the Bnei Narvuna, that Lo Efshar V'lo Kamechavin is the Lamed of Yal Kigam. That's the Sugi Maseches Psachim. That what if you're not allowed to get Anoah from Chametz, right? What if you're walking by a bakery on Pesach and you smell the aroma of the bakery? So is it so you're enjoying the smell of the Chametz? So do you have to go a different route because you know that you're going to be passing by the bakery? So you have to go out of your way? So Gemara discusses. Well, What if there is no other way? What if you're not trying to get the hanah from the bakery, but it's, that's just your normal way? So there's a whole discussion. All the different permutations over there. So in that discussion, that's the outcome. I just got an email from a Talmud of mine that he was listening to a shir, and someone said in the shir that you're not supposed to walk by a bakery because you might smell the good aroma in general throughout the year, and it's going to be Safik Brachos, that you might have to make a Birchus HaReach. So you should avoid a Safik Brachos and not smell, not walk by a bakery. I thought that was pretty... I don't know, that's quite a chumrah, it seems to me. I don't know. But okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava, mina aminala. So Rava says, where do I know that I'm correct? That it's Enos Osiris and it's Ola that actually counts toward the Shiva Nikim. Titanya, the Achar Titar, Achar Achar Lukulan. Shalotay Tumam of Sekhs Beinayan. Because there could ever be a break during the Shiva Nikim. You can't have Tuma smack in the middle of your Shiva Nikim. So yeah, Bishlama Ola Hainidlam of Sekhs Tuma. So if the Shiva Nikim are you made Tumas Leda count toward the Shivanikim, so it works out great. But if you say that the you made Tumas Leda don't count toward the Shivanikim, so you have a break right in the middle of your Shivanikim with Tumah. Abaye says, no, there's no problem of Tumah in the middle of Shivanikim. There's a problem of having Tumas Ziva in the middle of Shivanikim. Tumas Leda is no problem. Amar Rav Mina Aminala. Rav says, I got another source. Titanya Mizova Mizova. Mizova v'lo miniga, mizova v'lo miledasa. That it says mizova, that a woman who will stop from her flow to count the shivanikim, but v'lo miledasa, she doesn't have to stop from leda. Tumas leda could be happening during the shivanikim. Abaye Yarmalach, tani chada mizova v'lo miniga. Abaye says, I don't agree with that second drasha. There is no drasha mizova v'lo miledasa. There's only one drasha. Mizova v'lo miniga, that a nega tzaras is not going to pause the shivanikim. V'lo tisni v'lo miledasa. Don't learn that drasha. Rava would say, no, I'm Rabbi Shlomi Zov Vlomi Leidasa, I did this strictly Leida Tani Niga to Leida. If you're going to make a drasha Vlomi Leidasa, so that's a real drasha, so we just throw in for good measure Mizova Vlomi Niga, even though that's not really a drasha that we're really making over here. Eliam Mizov Vlomi Niga, Haimil Chiyitar Azov Mizova Nafka, Mizova Vlomi Niga. It wouldn't make sense to have a drasha over here by a woman, by a Zava, to Dafka tell me that a nega is not going to ruin a Shiva Nikim. Because we already have such a drasha by a zav. Why would I have a repeat of that same drasha by a zava? If this drasha by a zav is teaching me about Tumas Leda, so good, for good measure we could throw in that nega is also not gonna interrupt the Shiva Nikim. But why would we have such a drasha on its own if we don't have an additional drasha of Leda? We already have this drasha by a zav. Rabbi will say, no, you need both. You need a drasha by zav, and you need a drasha by zava. Utzrichi, dikas rachmana bezav. Because we know there's a big difference between a zav and a zava. A zav can even be metame is metame ba'ones, but a zav is not metame ba'ones. So maybe that's the difference. So tzricha v'ikas rachmana b'zava. And if you're going to say by a zava mishum delo metame b'rios k'biyamin, then I would say no, it's only by a zava, because that a nega is not going to be associated with the shivan. Because a zava has a kula that she's not metame if she sees, she doesn't become a zava gadol if she sees three times in one day. It's only if she sees three consecutive days. But by a zav, we know the rules are different. A zav with multiple re'ios, two re'ios, doesn't even need three. Two re'ios, he's already going to require shiva nekiyim, and they could be on the same day. He doesn't even need two or three different days. It could even be on the same day. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told this drasha, says Abaye, both by a zav and a zava, that mizova velomi nigo. This drasha, that a nega is not going to interrupt the Shiva Nikim of a Zav or a Zava, and therefore there's no drasha to teach me Mizova v'lo Mizova v'lo Miledasa. We don't have any such drasha. So that's why your Raya Rava is not something I'm going to accept, says Abaye. Amar Abaye mina aminala. Abaye says, where do I get my din? Where do I get my idea that if a woman has Tumas Leda right in the middle of her Shiva Nikim, it's not going to destroy your Shiva Nikim, but it will put a pause on her Shiva Nikim until the days of Leda are over, until the days of Tumas Leda are over. Titania, Dvosatitma, Lerabos es Baala, Dvosatitma, Lerabos es Halelos, Dvosatitma, Lerabos es Yoledes Bezov, Shetzricha Sheteshev, Shivanikim, that a woman requires, a Yoledes Bezov needs Shivanikim. My love Nikim Mileda, doesn't Nikim mean even Nikim Mileda, that she can't even have Tumas Leda during those 7 days? Says, Mar lo, Midam, it just means she can't have Dam during those 7 days. But if she doesn't have Dam during those 7 days, even though she's tummy with Tumas Leda, it's still fine. It could still count toward a Shivanikiyim. So that's not a good raya. So Vam Rabbi Amin Aminil Rabbi says, take two, let me try again. Ditanya, ki meini dasa kachi meile dasa. That her yimei nida and her yimei leida are similar. Ma yimei nidasa ein ru'in leziva, just like during the yimei nida, she cannot become a zava, because it's impossible. The only way to become a zava is to first become a nida and then have the yimei nida end. So it's impossible to become a zava during the yimei nida. Ve'ein sfiras shiva olamehen, and she also can't, there can't be shiva nikiyim during the yimei nida. Why not? Because yimei nida don't start again until she finishes her shiva nikiyim. If she became a zava, you may need to start once she finishes her Shiva Nikim, she becomes Torah again. You may need to won't start again otherwise. So you can have Sphira Shiva during you may need a Saf, you may lay Dasa, Shein Ruin Leziva, and Sphira Shiva Alamehen. So to you may lay Dasa, which is not right for Ziva, during you may lay Dasa, she can't become a Zava, so Sphira Shiva is not Alamehen. So you can't have Shiva Nikim during the may lay Dasa either. V'Rava, Rava would say, Hamani Rablazri, Yidam or Mr. Nami Sasra. Rava would say, yeah, I agree with that drush. That drush is going like Rabbi Eliezer, though, who happens to hold that you may lay dar even soser the Shiva Nikim. But we're trying to figure out if you hold that you may lay dar not soser the Shiva Nikim, do they count toward the Shiva Nikim as well? So frankly, Marbo, wait, and this whole drush is a very strange drusha. What are we comparing? You may nida to you may leida. So we're saying, just like you may nida doesn't count toward Shiva Nikim, you may leida doesn't count toward Shiva Nikim either. You know why you may nida doesn't count toward Shiva Nikim? Because you're never in you may nida during Shiva Nikim. It's impossible to have Yimei Nida during Shiva Nikim. Yimei Nida only start again once Shiva Nikim are over. So it's ridiculous. What kind of comparison? Yimei Leida can happen during Shiva Nikim, so Yimei Nida can't. V'chidon nefshar mishi efshar. Can you be done a case? You're going to learn a case of where it's possible from a case where it's impossible. By the way, this is one of the major rayas against the Rambam. The Rambam Shita, in the Surah Bia Paragvav Alachavav, and the Sheet of the Smag also, is that you may Nida and Ziva have nothing to do with your counting and your cheshbening, whatever. The first time a woman sees Dam in her life, she's Nida, and for the next 7 days are you may Nida. Then the following 11 are you may Ziva, 7, 11, 7, 11, and it makes no difference what's actually happening in her body for the rest of her life. She's on a consistent pattern of 7, 11, 7, 11. So it turns out that according to the Rambam, this Gemara doesn't read straight. What do you mean it's Yefshar? Sure, you could have Yimei Nida during the Shiva Nikim if it happens to fall out during that 7-11 cycle. All the other Rishonim say, not like the Rambam. All the other Rishonim would understand, the Rov Rishonim, Rashi, Ramban, Rabbein Yonah, Ran, Beis Yosef, and Kufbei Gimel, quotes all the other Rishonim, that after the first Ri'iya, you begin the Yimei Nida, and then you have Yud Aleph Yimei Ziva, and when the Zava becomes Tahora from her Ziva, then she goes back to Yimei Nida. But not just Stam after 11 days. She has to actually become Tahora from her Ziva. So let's assume like all the other Rishon. You have to figure something out for the Rambam over here. Yeah, maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Lazar, who holds that we are done in Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. Rav Shesha Samar Al Karcha Chakishna Kasuv. And Rav Shesha says, look, generally we're not, but over here the Torah links Yimei Nida to Yimei Ziva. The Torah is making the Hekesh, and therefore we can be done case of Ziva to a case of Nida, from a case of Nida. Igadamri Amar Rav Tavi Barami Amar Rav Shesha Rav Lazar Yidamar Don Efshar Mishi'i Efshar Rav Papa Amar Al Karcha Chakishna Kasuv. Change the names of the Amoraim. Kashta Shloshi Yamin. So he said that if a woman has labor pains with blood for 3 days, and then she goes 24 hours without the labor pains, but with the blood, she is a Yeledes Bezov. So Yibayilu, Shafsim Yizayim Yizayim Mahu. What if she goes 24 hours without the labor pains and without the blood? Then what's the dinner. She's still the Yolanda's Bezov. Rav Chista Amar Tameir, Rav Chanin Amar Tahor. Rav Chista says, yes, she's Yolanda's Bezov. Rav Chanin says, no, then she's Tahor. It's all considered to be, that was all considered to be part of the labor. Amar, because if she didn't bleed outside of the labor pains, so then it's all considered to be part of the labor. Amar, Rav Chanin, Mashal Mel, Shiatza V'chayelos L'fanav, B'yadur, Shachayelos V'shal Melachin. So Rav Chanin says, I'll prove to you that she's Tahora, because if you know that any time the army is coming, any time a king is coming, the army is with him. So when the labor pains are coming, the blood is with the labor pains. So you know that blood is associated with the labor. The blood has nothing to do with ziva. It's purely associated with the labor. We have a lot of in Nida, these comparisons to people arriving, you know, in the woman's body, areach bismanoba or chayalosav lefanav, you know, melech is ba chayalosav lefanav. Someone said, you know, art school says when it says areach bismanoba, it's not areach, not a guest comes on time, but orach. That it's the normal way. I always thought it was a reach bismanoba. I think a friend of mine told me recently that up until the 1950s and 1940s and 50s, a woman, when she was getting her period, she would say, the guest is arriving. That was even a common expression. I just thought it was a reach bismanoba. It fits with this idea that the melech and the chayelos, we consider an arrival of somebody. Rav Chista, although it makes more sense by a baby that it's an arrival of somebody. Rav Chista, Amar Kol Shekein Dabayi Nafesh Chayelos Tvei. Rav Chista would say, no, then there should be more chayalos. Why is she not having anything for 24 hours? Tanan, Rabbi Shua Omer, Laila v'yom, Kalei Shabbos yom, Shafsa min atzav v'lo min adam. Rabbi Shua says that you need a 24-hour calendar day, that she's show-faced from tsar and not from dam. Ah, time min atzav v'lo min adam, hamizah mizah Torah. Sounds like if she's show-faced min atzar but not from dam, that's when she's yoledes bezov. But if she's show-faced from tsar and dam, then she's in mitorah. Tiyuv to drav chista, it's a kashan rav chista. Am rav chista lo mi bayim mizah mizah detmeh, the paskal ha-chayelos legamri. No, rav chista will say, obviously, if she completely doesn't see anything, doesn't have pain or dam, then of course everything has stopped. But I might have thought that if she's only shofis min atzar v'lo min adam, that maybe really she's having tzar and she just doesn't realize it because she's a little bit messed up. So kamash mulan, then no, she's not having tzar. That's still called being shofis. Tanan, we try to bring a raya the other way now from the same Mishnah. Kasha shol shiyam b'toch achadasar yom v'shafsa meisleis v'yalda reziyol disbezov, that she goes 3 days of labor pains with blood during the 11 Yemei Ziva, and then she rests for an Ace La Ace, and she gives birth. That's called the Yoledes Bezov. Hechidami. Ilem, because the Ketani Lamali Shalosh, betrayed because she bechad b'shofi sagi. If we're talking about that she's shofis only min atzar v'lo min adam, so why do I need 3 days? Even if it's 2 days of koshi, one day of shofi, and she sees dam with shofi, that should be enough to make her Yoledes Bezov. Elav hachigam, or kasha shlosha, v'shafsa mizah mizah, or shkasha shnayim, v'shafsa mei Ace La Ace, harezu Yoledes Bezov, v'tiyofta drabi chanina. So must be telling me that if she has 3 days of labor pains with blood, and then 1 day of zero, nothing, no labor pains, no blood, that she's going to be Yoledes Bezov, and therefore it's a Tiyuftan Rabbi Chanina. Amalach Rabbi Chanina lo, liolam kedektani. Really, it's the way we learned it in the Mishnah, the way it says it. Vakamashman, davgav damask l'kishu bishlishi, v'shafsa me'es leis, temeya la fugim Rabbi Chanina. And what we're saying is that even though on the third day she has some kishui, she has some koshi, she has some labor pains, as long as she has 24 hours straight, as long as even if it goes into the fourth day, 24 hours straight of shofi, that's going to be enough to make it to be considered that she's a yoledes, that she's a yoledes bezov. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow. Again, we thank the sponsor for today's daf. Shvi milu from the Mishnah.